Part 1. Chapter 1. Childhood. No mud, no lotus. Thich Nhat Hanh. My name is Daniela. Such an exotic choice in 1980s Ireland that my granny could only remember it when she rhymed it with the over-the-counter mouth ulcer gel, Bonjela. Personally, I never minded the misleading Latina connotations. Instead, I take issue with the number of syllables necessary to pronounce it, which results in 99.9% of people giving up listening halfway through and calling me Danielle forevermore. Still, my mother, who has yet to visit any part of Latin America, makes no apologies for it. Probably because, day to day, my close friends and family just call me Dell, like the computer, which is much easier to contend with. I grew up in a copy and paste middle class housing estate on the rural outskirts of the commuter town of Naas in County Kildare, an equestrian hub of Midlands Ireland. Naas is a must visit for any mother of the bride on the hunt for a headpiece, as well as being somewhat infamous throughout the country for hosting the annual 3-day rain-soaked music festival Witness, later renamed Oxygen, in one of the nearby racecourses. Once a year, thousands of festival goers would descend on our tiny main street and seriously challenge the town council's latest inadequate attempts at crowd control and additional infrastructure. My mother would complain for 3 days solid that she couldn't get near Tesco, and even when she managed to surmount the mobs with perseverance and brute force, the shelves were as empty as the end of days. This truly is any Irish mother's living nightmare. So my childhood associations with the most exciting carnival to pass through our small community were distasteful, to say the least. That, coupled with my having zero exposure to horses, little interest in French lace, and a strict curfew, made Naas an entirely uneventful place to grow up. We did, however, have a local McDonald's, a very thrilling, modern claim for any 1990s provincial town. And I do remember the ribbon-cutting opening ceremony vividly. It was a big day for the parish, but not for me. I was born with a preference for vegetables. My favourite food growing up was Brussels sprouts, which, strangely, were nowhere to be found on a McDonald's menu. My parents moved to Naas the year before I was born because Dad got a job as head chef in the restaurant of a hotel in the heart of the main street. I would sometimes pop across to him for an egg mayonnaise sandwich on my school break. I attended a Catholic, all-girls public school, and until my teenage years, was a quiet, obedient student.